Hey beautiful life, Om Shanti. It's 5:30 p.m. here in Hyderabad, and today I had to create training plan for the month of July and August for triathletes. So it's an extensive training plan that I need to plan it out so that when I give workouts to the triathletes, I'm having a template to modify based according to their needs. That took a lot of time, the designing, the aspect of the runs, the bike rides, and the tri workouts. So that was one thing that I focused on today. I woke up at around 3:20 a.m. and my ultra human ring was telling me that sleep was not that efficient and that I could push myself moderately. So I decided anyways that since I had already done the 75-75 intervals yesterday, 90-90, today I'll just do rhythmic breathing for 45 minutes and that's going to be my workout. Got ready, was feeling slightly little heavyish on the head. So anyways, it was a good decision for me to take it easy. Luckily, Sham was also joining me for the run, so he came to pick me up at around 5:15 and we went to Pulela Gopichand Academy. This is the first time we are working out there, and so I had the phone with me. Luckily we could easily enter the stadium, there was no issue, and we did our warm-up routines. We were joined in by Nimisha, then Chiroshri, Sachin Dravid came, Anish came. So we had around four to five people. And then there's a coach who trains a few athletes there. So he came and asked me that whether I have permissions to train here. So I told him that I've already spoken to Gopi Garu about training here on one of the days of the week. And so he spoke to the security, there was few things, phone calls made, and I guess things were sorted because after that he didn't stop us. So we were running on the tracks till around 7 a.m. So approximately I ran for 45 minutes and then I waited for everybody else to finish. So Sham finished the last, he was actually doing a math test. And finally, we took some pictures and I distributed a few books on breathing I had written. And after that, we dropped Nimisha to her hotel and then we came back over here at home. Reached home at around 7:45-8 and got back to work. There was some small messages that I had to reply to. After replying to those messages, had my breakfast and I was feeling very, very drowsy and sleepy. So after walking for around 10 minutes, I hit bed I think around 45 minutes, I had a good power nap. I was feeling really fresh after that and then resumed my work. After that, I wanted to edit the video of the breathing things that videos that I had taken, but didn't get a chance to work on that. The laptop was behaving very funnily and I literally gave up after that. Had my lunch at around 2 o'clock, got back to work again, working on a few R&D items, tried to create the logo for the One Breath Wellness, and I was not too happy with the logo. So in the morning I actually got a bright idea of the logo for what I'm looking for, and I'm going to discuss this with my daughter and Seema and see how they like it. So it's a nice symbol that I want to create, and it resonates to the breathing aspect of it. And so I would like to see how they react to that logo. Yesterday evening, you know, I tried a few AIs with the logos, you know, tried to give the description, but you know, very disappointed with the way AI is still working. So it still has a long way to go. You know, it cannot replace human imagination, at least for now, I believe, because the logos that it shown, and I actually tried four different AI applications. I don't remember the names, but this is what Bing gave me suggestions to look into, but none of them were you know, good enough. Nonetheless, I have decided on one of the logos. Early in the morning, I really got this idea that came into my mind. And I'm so happy and proud of that idea, you know. It really fits into what I believe is the real thing that I wanted to get out of it. But I just need a feedback from my wife and, you know, my daughter. Let's see how they react. So, well, now that I have this logo ready, now I have, you know, I have to create this application, I have to create a program for people so that they can start, you know, using the app, start incorporating the breathing sessions. So there's a lot of work that is still, you know, pending in terms of all these things that I want to do. So the good part here is that, you know, I've really been successfully able to stay off you know, social media and you know, all these disturbances. My nutrition is going strong. I've ordered the iron tablets. I think that's one of the things that will definitely make a difference to my vertigo. So there are 2-3 minerals that I have zeroed in that might work for me, and I'm working on those you know, stuff, and see how that goes, including probiotics. So I'm giving some gap, you know, between the supplements that I'm taking and really evaluating how, you know, they are useful for me. So yeah, that's all I have for now. You know, I'm pretty much occupied with a lot of stuff. You know, it's nice to be busy. I did get time to play badminton with my daughter, and yeah, I'm happy with the way things are moving forward, and just hope that this momentum continues, because that is the most important thing, right? We got a good start. Now this momentum has to continue, and that's one of the things that I have to be very aware of, you know, when I'm doing all these things. So yeah, tomorrow is Friday. I hope to record a foundation training session. I'll see what my watch tells me. If it tells me to push, I might just end up doing an intense workout and then recording the foundation training session. I would just go with the flow, you know, just see what my body tells me to do. Well, folks, that's all for now. Thank you so much for listening to my podcast. I hope you're having a great time. It's really warm out here. I am just waiting for the monsoon to begin and see how things unfold. Thank you, folks. Take care. God bless you. Stay strong. Stay hungry. Be wise. And yes, Om Shanti.